Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Jeffrey Epstein has said that Donald Trump spent hours with a woman later identified as a victim of sex trafficking. This is according to emails that raise fresh questions about the US president's relationship with the late paedophile. Joining us now to discuss this further is Washington Bureau Chief of The Guardian, David Smith. David, can you bring us up to speed, please, with what exactly has happened over the past 24 hours?
Yeah, well, Democrats in Congress released three emails in particular that suggested Donald Trump knew about the conduct of Jeffrey Epstein. One of these messages was... from Epstein to his co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell in April 2011. It said, I want you to realize that the dog that hasn't barked is Trump. And it went on to say that Trump had spent hours at Epstein's house with one of the victims. And a second message was sent by Epstein to Michael Wolff, who is a journalist and a Trump biographer. And that one suggested that, quote, of course he knew about the girls as he asked Ghislaine to stop, as in Trump knew. The third one was Epstein and Michael Wolff talking about how Epstein should approach a TV interview. Democrats really seized on this as raising new questions about Trump's relationship with Epstein and how much he knew.
And how did the other side respond, David?
Well, later, just by a few hours, Republicans in Congress countered by releasing 23,000 pages of documents, again, of from Epstein. And those have been less explosive. That was seen as an attempt really to try and demonstrate their transparency and maybe try and deflect attention. And, you know, Republicans and the White House have been denouncing the Democrats for releasing these Epstein emails, suggesting it's an attempt to smear Donald Trump and also an attempt to distract from the end of the government shutdown for which Trump is trying to claim credit.
So where are we at now? Obviously, some damning emails, one might think, about Donald Trump. Some other emails then released as well in the kind of the typical ban and flood the zone sort of response. What is the significance going to be of all this, do you think, for Donald Trump?
Well, it's certainly not over yet because just by coincidence of timing, really, a new Democrat was sworn into Congress and that gives them enough votes now to vote in the House of Representatives to release the Justice Department documents on Epstein, which are separate from these emails that are coming from the estate. And they will presumably vote in favor. That will then go to the Senate, where it's much less likely they will vote in favor, but it certainly keeps the pressure up. And I notice next week, some members of Congress are also holding a press conference with victims of Jeffrey Epstein to continue pushing this campaign.
Obviously, there has been a huge, particularly online campaign to release the Epstein files. This will, I no doubt, further fuel that. But is there any likelihood that all the documentation around Epstein will be released?
I think it's unlikely in the short term. The Senate will not take that up. And Donald Trump will try to ride out this storm as always. This is certainly a different kind of scandal for him. He normally shrugs them off, and this one won't disappear. I don't think it's going to damage him among his real hardcore supporters, but certainly among those people who maybe voted for him last time, but are less certain. It could inflict some pain.
David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief with The Guardian, thank you for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.